Welcome everybody. Share number 1582. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Baran Zisa Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Refuah Shleima Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we're talking about paper. We spoke about the old machberes, whereby somebody has a notebook that's bound together where all pages are attached. So just real quickly to review, we said if it's a plain notebook with empty pages, it would be muksa. Plain paper in general, we say is muksa, whether it's machmas chasarin kis, machmas gufay, but it's muksa. And then we said de machberes, where it's bound together. Also, muksa, if nothing is written in it, because, again, it's made set aside for writing. But if we said, if there's things written in it that one would be allowed to read, like Divrei Torah, children have on the parsha, different type of things, and I have some of the pages written on it, some of the pages not, and I need those pages that I have to read. On Shabbos, I would be allowed to turn even the other pages, because it's all considered one kli, it's not considered muksa. I would be allowed to turn the pages that are blank to get to the pages that are written on, that's all fine. But what about in the loose leaf, right? Somebody has now like a loose leaf, whereby technically a loose leaf, we said to open and close a loose leaf is fine, because that's made to open and close. Anything made to open and close on Shabbos, not going to say anything, but most things, that's the concept, that it's made to open and close in general is fine. But what about the pages themselves? They're not bound together. Each page is individually separate, sort of, and especially if it's open. So he says blank pages. He brings down does Rab Badner again on page 85, and then we'll see from the Reb Simcha Ben Kohen how he brings it down also. So he brings down blank pages that a loose leaf binder may not be turned in order to get to a written page. Normally the pages are inserted or removed as needed. Therefore, each page is considered as an individual unit. Oh, so that's very interesting. Therefore, he says the written pages are not muksa. Of course, the written pages are not muksa, and the blank pages would be muksa. So that's an interesting way of looking at it. Right, so the question comes up. The question might come up, what about a basis? We'll talk about that basis, meaning that it's a foundation for muksa and not muksa. But we look at, usually in general, we look at what's worth more. In general, what's written on. If I have Divrei Torah, I have things in learning written on some of those pages, obviously it's going to be worth more than plain blank paper. Obviously, where I wrote my learning with things are written for the parish or whatever the case is, that those are things that I need much more than the actual blank paper in general. So in general, it's going to be a foundation holding something for the klal. Just real quickly, we're going to go through this. It's not the subject at all. It's just, I don't want to get off on a tangent. But when you have a foundation, a basis, something that's holding muksa and not muksa, we look at what is worth more. What's more worth more to the person, or we'll see if it means financially what's worth more. But be it as it may, in general, these papers that have things written on them obviously is going to be worth a lot much more than plain paper. Okay, so we'll end off with that for today. I'm sorry, we're not ending off right now. But I just want to end off with that as far as the notebook goes, what Rabban is talking about blank. So again, blank pages in the loose leaf, he says, in the binder should not be turned. In order to get to the written pages. Normally the pages are inserted and removed as needed, therefore each page will be considered muksa. So therefore the written pages are not muksa and the blank pages would be muksa. Now, the only question is, the question comes up, like, how do you work with it, right? So what do you do with this loose leaf? Again, loose leaf, if it's a machberis, it's all one. You can't, there's no way really to get out of it. But with a loose leaf, so therefore he brings down the Sefer Shabbos Muksa from Reb Simcha Ben Kohen Shlita. So he brings down on page 173. Now, we're jumping back and forth. Reb Badner, Reb Simcha Ben Kohen, they both of this firm. So he brings down on page 173 that therefore one should initially remove the unwritten pages prior to Shabbos. In other words, if I have a loose leaf, you have a loose leaf, and you have Divrei Torah written on some of the pages, and some of the pages, which is what you need, then you're allowed to move. But then you have plain paper. So since it's not considered one, by machberes, we said, when it's all attached, it's considered one. But by a loose leaf, it's considered separate. So therefore, one should initially remove unwritten pages prior to Shabbos. In the event that one forgot to do so, then one would be allowed to rely on the authorities, the poskim, who hold that the blank paper is not muksa and to turn the unwritten pages in order to get to the written pages. So that could be according to the poiskim. There were poiskim that hold that it's taka kli shemalach de la'isr, possibly. Okay. So that would be okay according to them. But one should be careful initially. That's what he brings down, to remove the unwritten pages before Shabbos. In other words, I have a loose leaf. I have 50 pages over there. So when I have 10 of the pages have stuff written, so the other 40 pages, Friday, Erev Shabbos, make sure to take it out. That's how it brings it down. And to be careful about that. Therefore, one should initially remove the unwritten pages prior to Shabbos in the event, but let's say one forgot to. So then he says one may rely on the authorities, the poskim, who want to say that blank paper would not be muksa. There were those who held not muksa, and also those who hold klisha malachtei le'iser also, and turn the unwritten pages in order to get to the written pages, or you could just flip the loose leaf, you know, to shake. In other words, I want to open up the loose leaf to where my things are written. So before you open it, since it's really a buses for heter and iser, and the heter is really worth more, so when you open it, you try and open it up in a way whereby it falls into the place where the things are written where possible. But he says in the event that somebody forgot, so there is what to rely on. But a person should try and remove those papers before Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha, kol tov.